This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. If you're eligible to vote in Texas and you want to request a mail-in ballot for the November 3rd election, you have just over a week left to do so. Joseph Leahy files this report from Texas Public Radio KUT in Austin.
The deadline is October 23rd, or a week from Friday, for voters to submit an application to their local county election office. The request for a ballot by mail must be received by then, not postmarked. That's why election officials are urging eligible Texans to get their applications in as soon as possible. People can fax or email an application too, but the county must then get a physical copy within 4 business days. Voters who can cast an absentee ballot in Texas include citizens who are at least 65 years old, have a disability, or will be away from their home county during in-person voting. I'm Joseph Leahy in Austin.
The latest numbers from the Louisiana Department of Health show just under 174,000 COVID-19 cases, with more than 161,000 presumed recoveries and 5,507 COVID-19-related deaths. Louisiana is in its 8th month of the coronavirus pandemic, and if that weren't enough, the state is still recovering from severe storms. And on top of that, there's economic pressures with disruptions. Businesses have had to restrict operations. There's been closures, job layoffs, and an upcoming election to worry about also. Everyone is likely feeling a little anxious. During Governor John Bel Edwards' press update yesterday, Louisiana Department of Health's Dr. Joseph Cantor explained these feelings are not only likely, they're normal.
I think that people need to know that it's okay to feel stressed and under the gun. Not only is it okay, it's entirely natural and expected. And in fact, if you didn't feel any of that right now, that would be probably abnormal.
Dr. Cantor did encourage people to find help in dealing with stress. He named 2 free resources run by the Louisiana Department of Health. The first is a toll-free helpline.
It's 100% free, 100% anonymous, 100% confidential. It allows you to speak with a counselor, to talk through anything that you want to without any charge or any concern that your name might get out somewhere.
The helpline number is 1-800-310-7977. The second resource is a text message helpline.
And to reach that, you just text REACH OUT, all one word, REACHOUT, to 741741.
As to dealing with COVID-19, Dr. Cantor encouraged people to continue to follow Governor Edwards' Phase 3 emergency orders as infections could still spike.
We're obviously not close to the end of this. We're in the middle of it. And I think we should be honest with ourselves about that because it helps let people prepare for it and get mentally strong.
One bit of good news, Dr. Cantor did say there hasn't been a large number of infections among school children and credited the efforts of school employees, teachers, and administrators for taking precautions in keeping children and teachers safe. And Louisiana's early voting period for the November 3rd presidential and congressional election opens today. Early voting is 3 days longer for this election because a federal judge forced Louisiana to add extra days and lengthen the hours amid the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to Red River Radio News.